All right, and we are recording. We're live.
Awesome.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I hear you perfect.
Okay, perfect. So welcome, 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 my friends. This is day two of Credit and Cash Flow. I hope you guys are getting a lot of great information out of this 3-day virtual experience. We've so far talked about how you're going to get started in some real estate investing, how you're going to get that property for pennies on the dollar, some beginner marijuana investing, some hemp. We've talked about a lot of great things. We've got a lot of great feedback from a lot of people regarding all of the great information that we're sharing today. With some proven experts that have been known to be moving and shaking their way in these streets, okay? So they're teaching you everything that they're doing themselves. And so today I wanted to dig a little deeper, right? Because I get a lot of questions about real estate. And y'all, I'm not a real estate professional. I'm learning this thing too. And so a lot of people always ask, well, if I buy this property for $500 in tax liens, or if I buy this property, you know, what should I do with it? And one of the main, one of the good ideas that I got was the idea of Airbnb, right? We live in such an amazing time to be alive, and building an Airbnb empire could be something that could be within your reach if you have the right strategies, follow the right steps, and connect with the right experts. And so I thought that, well, if we want to learn about how to build an Airbnb empire, I figured the best person to get in here to teach you how to do that was my friend, Sierra Nicole. Now, Sierra Nicole is an entrepreneur based out in Dallas, Texas. She's actually the co-owner of a trucking company and an Airbnb and short-term rental business, as well as a motivational brand, My Abundant Life Group. And so she teaches people like you and like me how to get started with building an Airbnb empire so you can start making money in your sleep. So I wanted to greet you all and introduce you all to my friend Sierra Nicole. Thank you for joining us in Credit and Cash. I'm really excited to have you here.
Yes, thank you so much for inviting me. I'm super excited to share any information that I can with you all. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in, and I am super excited.
Yeah, so great. Now, I hear that you started this at a young age. Now, so tell us a little bit more about that. Like, how did you get into Airbnb?
Right. So I'm 22, a lot younger than a lot of people, I guess, in my industry, of people that I've talked to. But actually, so last year, about May 2018, I was in college, ended up dropping out, had my daughter, and became an entrepreneur from there. And like you said before, you know, I am a co-owner of a trucking company. But with that, you know, it takes up so much time, right? And so we were looking for something that is a little bit more passive, something that I don't have to show up to every single day in order to still make money. And so that's how I first got into real estate. I started doing wholesale deals, things like that, but that was still, you know, taking up so much time. Mm-hmm. It takes a lot to do deals. And so I wanted to find something where, like I said, I don't necessarily have to show up every single day in order to still make money, because I have a 1-year-old daughter. Mm. So I wanted to make sure I was home, make sure I was able to spend as much time as with her as I could. And so that's how we got started in the Airbnb business. It was a way to be in real estate, but still have something a little bit more passive.
That is so interesting. So who gave you this idea? Was it just something that you just woke up and said, I'm going to do this?
Well, you know, I was doing a lot of research. Like I said, I was wholesaling. And so I was, you know, connecting with people, going to events, reading books and things like that. And I had come across Airbnb, and, you know, I've heard about it. I've never stayed in one before, seen things about it online. I was like, you know what, let me just do a little bit of research. So, you know, of course I went to YouTube University and started, you know, what is this Airbnb business about, short-term rental business about? And then from there, you know, I was like, this is awesome, because it's not only real estate, but it's a little bit of that hospitality business too. Mm. And so with the whole customer service aspect, which I love to serve people. And so I really love the fact that it was conjoining those two industries. Mm. And so I just started doing my research, started connecting with other, you know, experts who already have Airbnbs, started taking courses, mentorships, things like that. And I said, you know what, one day I just woke up and was like, you know, we're just going to go ahead and just start our own and just see how it goes. So for this past year, you know, it's been going pretty great.
Wow. And so how many short-term rentals do you have so far?
We have four right now.
Oh, that is so awesome. And I'm sure your daughter loves to have mommy around full time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. she's definitely a handful. But, you know, I want to make sure, especially as, you know, a young mother who has, you know, it's especially working from home or even working a 9-to-5 is difficult when you have young kids. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to, you know, find a way to still be able to raise her and take time with her, which is why also I love teaching people about it, because it gives other mothers or other parents, you know, an opportunity to be at home but still make some type of, you know, income, passive income to still cover some of their expenses.
That's interesting. So I get a lot of questions about this too. We had an event recently, and one of the topics was about Airbnb. And it's interesting that some people are like torn between, should I rent my property out, you know, that long-term leasing type of option, or should I just go the Airbnb route? What type of advice would you give to somebody that has that type of question or concern?
Right. So for me, it would be, you know, location is everything. In real estate, location is everything, but especially when it comes to short-term rentals or Airbnb. So it really depends on where your property is located. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, you can have a great property, you can have all the amenities, you can have stainless steel appliances, you know, a beautiful home, but if it's not in the right location, it won't be profitable in the short-term rental business. Mm-hmm. So first I would kind of look at the location. Am I near, you know, an airport? Am I near any major hospitals? Am I near some type of convention center where they play sports, have concerts, things like that? Location is really going to be one of the biggest indicators if, you know, Airbnb will be, you know, profitable with your property. So that will definitely be the first thing I would say to look at, is to figure out what is around you and will this be a good location for my property to be profitable in Airbnb.
Location.
Absolutely. That is really one of the biggest, most important things. Like I said, you can have the best property, have the best amenities, have the best customer service, but if it's not located where people are constantly traveling, you won't be profitable.
That's so interesting. I have a friend that she also does short-term rentals. And one thing that she was telling me was that I was asking her actually, because she has a property out on the west side of Chicago. And I don't know if you guys are like really familiar with the west side of Chicago, but it's a little rough. It's a little rough.
Right.
And so she tells me that she has absolutely no problem like booking her space out. She's like constantly booked. She makes a lot of money because she said that most of the people that visit are not from Chicago. A lot of people are from overseas or they don't know the area like that, but it's just a prime location because it's a hop and skip away from downtown Chicago. It's just not the best area. And so, oh, wow. It's just interesting how you mentioned location, how important it is. Mm-hmm. Because even though we may know the location and we may know the area might not be that good, that doesn't necessarily mean that other people know that too.
Right. Absolutely. Like I said, typically, you know, travelers, whether it's for work or just, you know, for fun, going to concerts, sporting events, things like that, they are wanting to usually be as close as possible. Because, you know, they probably are coming without a car, they have to maybe rent a car, you know, get an Uber, things like that. So you want to be close enough to any type of major attractions in your city. That's the main thing to look at.
I love that. And so how do you appeal, right? How do you get that thing booked? How do you get people in there? I understand you teach people how to do that. So what would you say, if somebody wants to get into Airbnb today, right, what steps would you say would be the next best thing for them to take to get themselves started?
Right. So how we do it, we do corporate leases. So for protection reasons, you know, I don't want to go and get a unit in my name because with our units, we don't own them. So we don't own any of the properties. We do corporate leases with our LLC. And like I said, it's for protection reasons. So say if, God forbid, something were to happen, say we don't get booked up, say, you know, I don't know, the market goes down or, you know, something crazy happens, you know, life happens. My personal assets, you know, my personal money is protected. So we do all of our leases through our LLC with a corporate lease. Not every landlord or every management company is going to necessarily agree to that. So you kind of have to do a little bit of searching sometimes. You might get a lot of no's before you get a yes, but a yes will come. Trust me and believe me. So we do corporate leases. We get a lease either, you know, 1 year or 2 years for the lease. We, you know, negotiate the rent. Sometimes when you have a private landlord, you're able to do that. You might be able to get the first month free because you're guaranteeing them the rent, things like that. And then, you know, once you get that lease started, you go ahead and furnish. So I actually do a webinar and I teach people how to find furniture for cheaper, but, you know, still very nice upscale because, of course, you're in a hospitality business, like I said. So you have to still appeal to your travelers, but you want to do it on a budget, right? So I teach that as well, ways to, you know, furnish and decorate your units on a budget so that you're not putting up too much money up front. And then once you, you know, get everything set up, you can go ahead and post it on several different sites. Actually, I know everyone's very familiar with Airbnb, but I actually use multiple platforms. So there's Airbnb, there's HomeAway, VRBO, there's even travel nursing sites or nurses who are traveling. That's why I said, you know, you may be located near a major hospital. They'll be traveling for either 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, and they'll book up your place for, you know, up to 90 days. So, yeah, so there's multiple sites that you can post on. I also teach about, you know, how to optimize your listing. So there's certain things you can do with, like, the title of it. You want to have a title that includes your location, maybe includes one of your, you know, best amenities, things like that, you know, like luxury apartment near downtown Dallas or something like that to where it catches your eye, but you know exactly where it's located, you know exactly the type of apartment that it is or type of house. Just little things like that can really help your listing. There's a couple of tricks you can do with the calendar. So I know, I don't know if you've ever been on Airbnb, the app. Yeah, so I know it'll show, you know, the minimum or whatever, like, that the nightly rate is, right? But when you go and click on the calendar, typically the prices are going to be a little bit higher.
Yeah, it's always like different.
Right. They do that so that their listing can be bumped up on the list, right? So you can set your minimum. Say I set my minimum for $60. I have maybe a couple of nights, you know, for $60, but then I can go in and change my calendar to actually be the price that I want. But it really is to get people to click on your listing and to see your unit. And then they'll be more likely to book. So there's a couple different things you can do to get people to book.
Oh, man.
I can probably go on forever. but there's a lot of different things that you can do to get booked up. But like I said, if you're in the prime location, you won't have a problem making any money.
So what about the scary ones, the ones that, because most people are concerned about people tearing up their place or people, you know, partying and bad guests.
Right.
Do you have any horror stories like that?
You know, all of my guests have been pretty amazing. I've had one, maybe like one incident because we had someone who was smoking in the unit and we have an absolutely no smoking policy. But besides that, you know, I haven't really had too many issues. Typically, so the way Airbnb works is, you know, your guests will leave you a review, but you also will leave them a review for people to see. So, you know, typically your guests, they want to get a good review because if they have bad reviews, they won't be able to book any, you know, properties for their next trips.
True.
So they're typically very good guests. They typically will clean up after themselves. But of course, you know, that's not ever, I'm sure there's a few horror stories, but thankfully, you know, I've been blessed enough to where I haven't dealt with anything super, super crazy besides, you know, the smoking. But you can do things where you can, you know, have fines. You can, you know, have rules that you put up in the apartment, put in the app, things like that to hold them accountable. So there's several different ways that Airbnb really helps protect you from those, you know, those terror guests.
Y'all hear that? So that's one of the main, I feel, concerns most people have. It's like, oh my God, what is going to happen? What's going to happen when they tear my place apart? But apparently you don't really have to worry about that.
yeah. Like I said, Airbnb does a good job. So does HomeAway. They do a pretty good job with, you know, screening the guests. You can require certain requirements, like make sure they have like a license ID or things like that. You can even have them sign, you know, a separate agreement if you want them to, just for protection reasons. I know through Airbnb and through HomeAway, your listing is insured up to $1 million.
Oh, cool.
So besides, you know, even you of course should have your own insurance as well, just in case.
Right.
But if anything were to happen with a guest, Airbnb will cover it.
I was wondering that. I was wondering like how that whole insurance part works, but that makes a lot of sense.
Right.
So what type of mistakes do you say people may make, or some mistakes that they should probably avoid if they're trying to get started?
So one thing I always recommend, so because it's something that I was doing at first, when it comes to trying to like decorate, get furniture, things like that for your units, you have to remember that you are not the one that is living there. A lot of times that we will, I really like this decor. You know, you want to personalize it to what you like. We have to remember you are not the one living there. So you have to really appeal to your travelers. And actually, if you look up the statistics, women are typically the ones who are going to be booking your unit. Even if it's a group, it could be, you know, husband and wife, it could be a family, but typically the woman in the family is the one who is going to be searching and booking for the trip.
True.
And so one thing I always tell people is to, I want to say, you know, you don't want it to be, you know, everything is pink and things like that, you know, but you want to appeal to the woman a little bit when it comes to your listing. So having certain amenities like the hair dryers, you know, the shampoos, lotions, things like that. Those are things that a lot of women pay attention to. So when we were first getting started, you know, I was trying to decorate the way I would maybe decorate my home. But then I had to remember, you know, we have to appeal to the hospitality business, right? So I started looking up hotels, started looking up, you know, different Airbnbs that were already successful. So that's one thing I would tell people that a lot of people kind of make the mistake of. You don't want it to be too personalized, right? So you don't want to have photos of your family, you know, in your unit. You don't want to have things, because I've seen that before, you know, so you don't want to have things that are too personal, because when they come in, when your guests come in, you want them to feel like they're at home. You don't want them to feel like they're in your home, if that makes sense.
That's true.
So that is definitely one thing, one mistake that I've seen a lot of people make, is just, you know, don't make it too personal. Of course, you want it to look nice, but remember that this is a business. So you want it to look a certain way to appeal to your customers.
I love that. That's so good. And so I know you have some goodies, some education that you teach. Is that correct?
Right, right.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit more. You said you have a webinar?
Yes.
How often do you do your webinar?
So I've done two of them. The next one won't be until January 2020. So that will be the next one. I'll be announcing the date here soon. Okay. But yes, I do the webinar, and it's basically a breakdown of the whole entire process from start to finish. I even touch on business credit a little bit, just because of the fact that with our units, we use our business credit to get started. With all of our units, we haven't had to use any of our own money to set up and pay for these units. So we've used our business credit. We've also used private investors that we've partnered up with. So I touch on that as well.
That's smart.
So from start, you know, how to even, you know, get the corporate lease, how to approach your landlord, how to find the furniture, how to list it, how to, you know, automate everything so that, you know, you're not having to go in and manually send these emails, manually send texts to your guests, manually trigger your cleaning company to come and clean the unit for you. I teach literally from start to finish how to start your Airbnb and how to set it up so where it can run kind of on its own like a machine.
Hey, an automated money machine. Yes, I love that. So tell our guests, our attendees, the people that's watching this, how can they get in contact with you, Sierra?
Yes, so you can find me on social media. On Facebook, it is just Sierra Nicole. It's S-I-E-R-R-A, and then Nicole, N-I-C-O-L-E. You can find me on Instagram, which at Sierra Nicole Invest, invest with the S at the end. And then I also have a Facebook group called My Abundant Life Group. I absolutely love everyone who's in the group. So make sure you guys are going in and joining. This group is really meant to be geared towards all types of entrepreneurs. So whether you are in real estate, whether you're in trucking, whether, you know, you're in credit, taxes, whatever kind of business that you have, it is geared towards really anybody who is looking to really expand their mind, live a more abundant life in their finances, relationships, their life in general. And so we touch on a lot of different things about, you know, the law of attraction. We touch on finances, we touch on business, we touch on everything that'll help you live more abundantly. So That is how you guys can find me on all my social media platforms.
Perfect. Well, I'm make sure I'm gonna be dropping those links below this video, my friends. So everybody that's watching this video, head on over to Sierra's group, get connected, get educated, and get started. I mean, we're moving into 2020, a whole new decade, and your life can be completely different a year from now, a decade Absolutely. From now. If you just got started, if you start really connecting with the right people, connecting with the right resources, and taking the actionable steps to getting you there. And so I'm going to be joining Sierra's group too. And I'm going to be building my Airbnb empire as well. So I want to challenge you all to join me. Join us there so that you can kickstart your way to financial freedom, and you can start spending more time with your family. You can start traveling the world, doing the things that, I mean, in my opinion, life is all about. Absolutely. So that is it for today, my friends. If you did not catch all the other videos, then you may want to either pop on over there, purchase an all access pass so that you can get unlimited viewing of this video, as well as all of the other interviews and trainings. All the resources, all that good stuff, unlimited amount of time. You can click the button below, get all access to it. It's $97 right now, but after this closes out, you're going to get stuck paying the $197 for all of the trainings, videos, interviews, and bonuses. So if you want to get everything, do that right now. Join Sierra's group. And again, thank you for joining us for day two of Credit and Cash Flow with my friend Sierra Nicole, as we talk about how to make that six-figure income in Airbnb. And we're going to close this thing out today. But tomorrow, we're going to pop back in here with some more lessons, some more interviews. So I look forward to seeing you there. Have a great one, my friends.
Bye. Yes, thank you so much.
Thank you, Sierra.